Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with today's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we're featuring a movie you probably haven't heard of, but it's worth a look. It's the British suspense movie 7 Days to Noon. The story is set in post-World War II London. The Prime Minister receives a letter threatening that, unless Great Britain dismantles all of its atomic weapons and abandons all research into developing them, an A-bomb will be detonated in London. Initially, it looks like an empty threat from a crank, until Special Branch uncovers 3 facts. First, the writer, Professor Willingdon, is a top scientist at Britain's atomic research facility. Second, he's been missing for nearly 2 days. And third, the 1950 equivalent of a suitcase nuke has been stolen from the lab's arsenal. So the police must hunt Willingdon down and find the bomb, while the government works out how and when to warn the population of this threat. The movie was produced and directed by the team of the brothers John and Roy Bolting, who had a distinguished career in British film. They purposely cast the movie with experienced British character actors, rather than big stars, and did a lot of location filming in and around London. It received many good reviews and did well at the box office. Later, it won an Academy Award for Best Screen Story. The winners were Paul Dane and James Bernard. This was Dane's first screenplay. He'd later work on the sequels to the original Planet of the Apes, as well as 2 very different spy movies, the dark and depressing The Spy Who Came In from the Cold, and the definitive 007 movie, Goldfinger. On the other hand, Bernard is better known for his music, as he composed the scores for many of Hammer Films' horror and fantasy movies. Historically, 7 Days to Noon is one of the first, if not the first, movies to deal with atomic blackmail. But that's not how I know this movie, or any of the other facts here. Let me explain. Several years ago, after my dad retired, he asked me to track down a couple of movies he wanted to see again. See, this was before the advent of channels like TCM, and long before internet streaming of movies came along. Now, by that time, I was working at the library, and I kept track of such things. So I started looking around, and I found a distributor that had both movies on VHS. See, this was before DVDs were widely available. And one of those movies was 7 Days to Noon. I'm glad I was able to find it for him. And I think it's still up in Pennsylvania in my mom's video cabinet. Oh, and as far as the other movie he asked about, well, we might be showing that later this year, so I'm going to keep mum on that for now. At present, the library is still open, and we have every intention of staying open. Meanwhile, our in-house DVD showings are still going on. Please check our website for the upcoming schedule, and don't forget that you must pre-register for these showings. Our website also has a list of our previous classic movie presentations, and the links to each movie. Please notify us of any links that don't work. The address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And please pass along your comments or suggestions. You can call us at 908-754-7885, you can post them on our Facebook page, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Once again, thanks a lot for stopping by and supporting this program. And now from British Lion Films in 1950, here's 7 Days to Noon. Hope you enjoy it.